Andrew Lamb is an associate editor of the Pacific News Service in San Francisco.
On the mantelpiece in my living room, there is an old photograph that tells of my American beginning. Taken a few months after my family and I arrived in America from Vietnam, it shows us smiling brightly at the camera. I, 12 years old and the youngest member, seem particularly happy. There is a gleam in the boy's eyes that the man now understands as undaunted optimism. For though I did not yet speak English, I readily intuited what America stood for, generosity. America took us in, gave us public assistance while we struggled to assimilate. Soon, my parents found work while my siblings and I went to school. A few years after that, and we found ourselves right in the middle of the middle class. A five-bedroom suburban home with a swimming pool winking in the backyard. My older brother is now a civil engineer, my older sister an accountant, and my father a banking executive. And due largely to America's benevolence, the Vietnamese boy in that photograph has grown up to become a naturalized American citizen and a writer. When my family and I took the Pledge of Allegiance more than a decade ago, I remember feeling elated. It had been a long road from the crowded refugee camp in Guam, but my family and I had made it. We became Americans. But I fear that era of generosity, like that old photograph, is quickly fading. America no longer believes in the likes of me and my family. Indeed, there is an ugly mood in America these days regarding the immigrant, a kind of ominous black cloud that refuses to go away. The new immigration legislation, which cuts aid to legal immigrants, passed by a Republican Congress and signed by a Democratic president, speaks volumes in this era of immigrant bashing. In California's Silicon Valley, where more than one-third of the high-tech firms are owned and operated by Asian immigrants, there is a sense of déjà vu. The Chinese helped build the American Railroad last century before they were chased out. Now, many of those who helped build the super information highway fear that it might soon be their turn. The immigrant is no longer seen as a potential American, but either as a freeloader or as a competitor ready and eager to work harder for less than the native-borns. Whether he contributes to America is no longer part of the political debate. Instead, as the line between legal and illegal immigrant continues to blur, mean-spirited politicians climb over each other to be tough on immigrants for votes. And neither Dole nor Clinton argues for the central role of immigrants in our national life, but pledges instead to beef up border patrol. If America once understood that we were a nation of immigrants, a nation built by immigrants, we are far from that consensus today. We Americans no longer recognize the frontiersman spirit in the newcomer, no longer see the energy, optimism, and strong work ethic in the immigrant that once helped define who we are. We sit under that ominous and dark cloud instead, our hands over our ears, like the poor, huddled masses we now fear.
Andrew Lamb is an associate editor of Pacific News Service in San Francisco. He comes to us by way of member station KQED.